Okay. Today is Daf Ayin Vav. It's actually the last Daf of Masechta's Avodah Zarah. Finish another Masechta under our belt. Of course, it's a Tamech and Chazer. We'll start. I know we did this last 2 minutes yesterday, but we'll start again from the second to last line in Ayin Hei and Beis, where it says, Ulamanda Amar. Now, Ulamanda Amar, no Tzein Tam Lefgam Mutter. If you hold that it's no Tzein Tam Lefgam, that means if a bit, Ayin Hei and Beis, second to bottom line. If you hold Ulamanda Amar, no Tzein Tam Lefgam Mutter. If you hold that no Tzein Tam Lefgam is mutter, that means that a bad taste that imparts is okay, it's mutter. So that if you have a keli from a goy, but you wait 24 hours, now the keli from the goy is mutter. Why? Because any trafe in there is already considered a bad taste, and it's mutter. So, ulamanda, no Tzein Tam Lefgam mutter, how could it be that the Torah authored the keli of the Midyanim? Right, it's awesome. All they got to do is wait a day. Right, all they got to do, right? Question is why? Okay, Amar Chia Barei de Rav Huna. No, lo asr Torah el kadei Rav Asi Omo. No, those Caleb were less than 1 day old. They're less than 1 day old. The lav knows in tamlus gamu because they're not knows in tamlus gam. Right? Why? Because within that day they're okay. Within that day, the taste, the flavor that imparts is good. So that's why you had to do hagol on them. Look at Rashi. Shabishel ba obed kochavim hayom. Not Rashi. The obed kochavim cooked in it today. They made breakfast in the morning. Now in the afternoon, you're there. Aval bishel ba esmol. But had they cooked it within it yesterday? The taste already went out by having the night sit. In other words, by having night come. Right? The shuv kishepolto tav shel acher, and therefore when you cook something else, eino el livgam, the only taste that comes out is bad, and that is mutter. Rashi seems to imply that you don't have to wait 24 hours. Overnight, right? By the way, Tosfos says the same thing. He says, you see from Rashi, and he says, I agree with that. You don't have to wait 24 hours. It's enough if you leave it overnight. Then he says, if you want to be machmir and wait 24 hours, tabal of bracha. That's great. The Rosh says that, no, you have to wait 24 hours. Not good enough just waiting overnight. I think it's the way generally we hold today. If issues, but Rashi and Tosfos both held overnight good enough. Okay, now, Mikan ve'elech, mystery. So wait a minute. So what if one of the Jews said, you know what? Hagol is a very cumbersome project. I'm not going to do Hagolah. I'll wait 24 hours. No, they don't have to do Hagolah. The Gemara says, no. Gdeira, Gdeira, she'en rabas yomo, mishum Gdeira bas yomo. It's a Gdeira. A Gdeira, an old pot, atu, a new pot. Okay? You hear that? Now, the Idah, and what about the one who held that no Tzein Tam Lefgam is Osir? What kind of Gdeira is that? It's all Osir. Right? So he says, because Gdeira Bat Yomo, not Mitzkam Pogma, even if it's within 1 day, it also, it's a little pogim a little bit, it's no Tzein Tam Lefgam also, therefore the Torah Osir'd it, and even no Tzein Tam Lefgam is Osir. Okay. Rami Lot Rav Amram Lor Rav Sheshet. We learned Hashpudin spits Ba'askala. What's an askala? What? Grill, a spit or a grill. Meaning, these are things that the food actually touches, and not only does the food touch it, it's directly touching the fire. The grill touches the fire, right? So those milavnan ba'or, they have to do livun on them, which is a stricter, a more chamur cleansing process than Hagala. Right? Hagala means take a big pot, boil it up, and then throw whatever you want to do Hagala, throw it into the pot. Right? Leave would be just to burn it out with a blowtorch or with a fire. Right? Wait a minute. But we learned Gabe Kudshim. When it comes to Kudshim, Hashpud, the spit, the Askala, and the Askala, the grill, Megalin b'chamin. You can do Hagala in hot water. Okay? Now, What do you mean, kachim? We're going to see in a minute, there's an ister of nosa, right? You have a carbon, you have meat, you're not allowed to leave it overnight. So let's say you have a carbon that you're allowed to eat for 2 days. Carbon shalom, you're allowed to eat for 2 days. The day you shecht it, that night, and the next day. What happens that night? It's nosa. Right? Second night. Monday morning, you shecht the carbon. You're allowed to eat the carb Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday. What about Tuesday night? You're not allowed to eat it anymore. What if you have leftover meat from the carbon? No, sir. What about the pot? Isn't there no, sir, in the pot? Why? Because Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday morning, less than 24 hours, not according to Wednesday morning, you're going to cook another carbon in there. Aren't the flavoring from the carbon from Monday morning going to go into the... No, sir. Therefore, they would do hagal in every single pot every day. We're going to see in a minute to get out of this problem. Okay? So the Mishnah says, the Brisa, the Mishnah, that by kachim, hagala was enough for the grill, for the spit. Hagala was enough. We just said, you have to do libun. Now we see that by kachim, hagala is enough. Why is hagala enough? That's the kasha. Why is hagala enough? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shetzalo behen basar kodesh. It's the first skinny line. Shetzalo behen basar kodesh. You roasted basar kodesh. Mishum dechi asi lemachar havinosa. The next day, that grill is nosa on it. Vechi hadar mevashal basar kodesh lemachar. And then tomorrow when you cook, palit shpud digava taima. The shpud going to release flavoring. Vinosar iser kareis. And by the way, no service courage. Rashi throws that in, right? Okay. So the Chasam Sofer says the reason why Rashi throws that in, you hear? Why Rashi says courage? Is don't think to yourself, wait a minute, Hachim, Dam, Chelev, Trey, not. Dam and Chelev, that's it for courage. Then we're going to be very machmir. Make me leave one. Kachim, that. There's Rashi Tulsa Kari. Tulsa Kari. Kasha, good Kasha. How come by the Beit HaMikdash, we will make you, Hagal is enough, and by the Karbon, and by Midyon, by Shpud, we require Libun. So the Gemara says, Amr Leira Amram Bri, Ma'in in Kachim, Eitel Ge'ule Ovne Kochavim. What are you comparing me? Ovne Kochavim. Right? The Kli Midyanim, right? Which requires Libun to Kachim, which require Hagala. Hacha, here, Hetera Bala. Here, what's coming out of the flavor and coming out of the pot is Heter. Hasam Isura Bala. There, by Kli Midyan, it was Treif. Much more Machmer by Treif. Amar Rava, it's different. So, at the end of the day, kika palat, when the flavoring is coming out, isura kapalat, right now it's usur. Yeah, it's true, yesterday it was mutter. Why was it mutter? Because it was a carbon shlamim. And yesterday that clay midian was not mutter. That's true. But right now, it's 3 days later, it's all nosur, it's usur. This idea of hetera bala or isura bala comes up in one place, not all the time, it comes up once a year. You know where it comes up? When you kasha your kitchen for Pesach. Because everything that you have is heter bala. Happens to be that on Pesach, chametz is aser. But the whole year it's mutter. Not that you had a thing from a guy. It's mutter. The whole year you're baking in your oven, the whole year you're baking challah. What is that, aser? Hetera bala. Now you want to kasha it, so are the rules different? Here we say, the rules are different. Why are the rules different? Because hetera bala, the big machloket. Do we apply, there's such a concept, we're going to get back to the end of the Amid. It's such a concept of hetera bala, such a thing. He said, yeah, there's such a thing. Hetera bala means we're going to be more makel. Why? The item's not kosher. I mean, the item's not trade. Yes, right now the noser problem. Right now the problem is called noser. But it's not trade. It was kosher. Right now we have a chametz problem. Last week it was perfectly fine. No, nothing to do with that. But the idea is that this oven that I have in my kitchen, everything in there was kosher. All right, now there's a din that you're not going to have chametz on Pesach. So when I'm kashering my oven, can I apply some coolant? Can I do that? Interesting question. It's a big machlokas. Here you see. He said, yeah. Rava says, no way. Why no way? Because the bottom line is, it's not going to eat it. It's osir. It's called nosir. Good. 3 days ago, it was kosher. Very nice. But right now, it's no different than trade. It's no different. I'm going to come back to that and say, no, it's fine. That's what the Gemara is going to give a very simple answer. The Gemara is going to say, but right now, something here. What is it? The nosa. What is it? The shemetz from the pot? Not the shemetz. The absorption in the pot? What is that? It's not even, you can't even see that. So if it's a teira bala, we'll be makel. The Gemara is going to come back to that. But before we get to that, we have a whole complicated thing over here. Elam Arava, my hagala nami. What does hagala mean? It means shtifa umerika. It means cleaning the pot very well. In other words, explains Rashi. What Rav is saying is, of course you have to do livon on the kachim. Of course you have to do livon on the kachim. There's no shaila about that. There's no difference between kachim and midyon. No difference. Yeah, of course you have to do livon. What did the Mishnah mean when it said hagala? He meant to wash it off afterwards with cold water. That's what he meant. Shtifa umerika, washing it off inside and out. Amalei Abaya, what? Mi dami merika v'shtifa v'tzone. Merika v'shtifa done with cold water. Hagala v'chamin. Why would somebody use a word, you know what? It's like saying, bring me a cup of hot water. See, bring me a cup of... No, I meant cold water. He says, you meant cold water. Say cold water. Right? Right? He says, you should have done, when it would come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do hagala. What does rubber mean? Oh, that means cold water. That's not what a gala means. A gala means hot water. Elam Rabaya, Abaya says, no, Yagid Olav Reyu. One friend tells about the other friend. It's a pasuk in Eo, right? Tana Hacha Libon. In one place, in the place of Midyan, it says Libon, Vuhu Adin Lagala. And you also have to do Hagala. Tana Hasam Hagala. By the Beis HaMikdash, it says the word Hagala. Who I didn't leave on. And it also means leave on. In other words, the halacha is the same by both. You have to do leave on and hagala. In one place it said one, and in the other place it said the other, but they're both true. Amalei Rava, Ihachi, that doesn't make any sense. We never have a Mishnah like that. We never have two Mishnayot. One says half a story, the other one says half a story, and we have a full story. Ihachi, Amalei Rava, Ihachi, listeninu b'chuhu, b'chada, one of the Mishnayot had to have told you the whole story. One of the Mishnahs had to have said, the whole story is, you got to do both. And then the other one should have said only one of them, and we'll know they're both true, because, in other words, by one of them it should have said A and B, and by the other one it should say A, and I'll also know B. To have one says A and one says B, you never find such a thing like that. Ela amarava, kajim hainu taimu. Here's the reason for kachim. Why are we makel by kachim? You know why we're makel? Because kidder of Nachman amar Rabba baravua. What Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Ravua. The Amar said, "Kol yom biyom nase giul lechaveiro." Every day they would do hagala to get out of the Liban problem. Look at Rashi. We'll do Rashi first. Rashi says, "Kol yom biyom." It's way down, like five or six lines before the Gemara stops. Kol yom v'yom nase giul lechaveiro. You see it? Kol yom v'yom nase giul lechaveiro. Shemavashlin b'hen. They would cook in the pot every day. The einon maspik lihios nosar. They would not allow it to become nosar. Ad shetachzir, until it would return. Upolto b'tavshel acher. And get another. In other words. On Monday, what would they do Monday? Somebody would bring a shlamim. Okay? You're allowed to eat a shlamim for 2 days. So Monday they'd cook in that pot, cook up the shlomo. You can eat it till Tuesday. On Tuesday, is there no sir in that pot? No. Still mutter. Tuesday they would use that pot and then cook up a chatas. So it never got a chance to be no sir. Why? Because by the way, Tuesday they would cook up a chatas. Chatas you can eat Tuesday and also Tuesday night. Wednesday, they would use the pot to cook something else. So they were constantly making sure that pot never had noser in it. If it never had noser, now we're assuming now that when you cook up on Tuesday afternoon, you cook a chatas now. Any noser that would be in there on Wednesday is destroyed. Just because I cook up a pot on Tuesday, now Wednesday is noser from Monday. The answer is not. There's no noser anymore. Why? Because on Tuesday I cooked it again. So any noser that would be in that pot is now destroyed. You understand? Or they're not the flavoring. It's the flavoring. So I've destroyed it. I've destroyed it by cooking in it. What? Exactly, because I've destroyed the noser by reusing the pot to cook something else. And this went on every day. So I never have to do leaven. Why do I never have to do leaven? Because there's never noser. Right? So the Gemara's answer, what are you doing Hagala for? What are you doing Hagala for? Right? Why don't you? Because it's trait. Here, it's kosher. It's going to be noser tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to be noser. Right now, on Tuesday, there's nothing wrong with this pot. If you go to a goy and take his pot out of its cupboard, there's treif in there. That's the problem. Here's a treif; it's perfectly kosher. Tomorrow there'll be a noser problem. So I'm getting around that problem. How am I going? I'm cooking in it today. I'm going to destroy all the noser. But I need the new food, and every day I'm going to do this. Okay. So the Rashba says that when you do this, you weaken any flavoring of noser that would be in there, and therefore Hagal is going to be good enough. Okay? Now, 1 minute. Now, I just, Tinach Shlomit. That makes sense. By a Shlomit. The Kibun de l'shnei yamim is achli, tizikid for 2 days, mikame dahavi noser, kahavi gil. Before it turns into noser, you're going to do Hagalah. Right? You're going to do Hagalah. Right? Right? You hear? Ela chatos, but wait a minute. What are you going to do about a chatos? A chatos, you're allowed to eat that day and that night. So you're going to cook it, you bring the chatos Monday morning. You cook it up Monday. And Monday night, now what do you do Tuesday? The pot's already noser. By Shalom, we have 2 days you can do this kun. What are you going to do with a chatos? That's the Gemara is. Keep on. You're only allowed to eat it that day and that night. We're going to cook in it. Chatas, have a noser. It's going to be noser. When you cook in this pot on Tuesday, it's already noser. Yeah, by Shalom you can do that. Because Shalom you have 2 days. But you only have 1 day. What are you going to do? You hear the kasha? What? You're not allowed to cook at night. There's no cooking at Karbonos at night. What? You can eat it at night. You can't cook it at night. No. What are you cooking? What carbon? Right. Chatas only that day and that night. So you're going to use the pot again tomorrow to cook new carbonos? You already know, sir. It's too late. So, kihadim avashal balamachar, when you're going to use this pot on Tuesday, olushlam mochatas, kapalanos of the chatas. It's gonna impart the flavoring of the chatas. To idna v'chatas shalom lamachar. Right? Did I read that right? Yeah. Elachatas kiven ki mevashal bo idna chatas habinosa ki hada mevashal bo lamachar olushlam ochatas kapala noser the chatas do idna v'chatas olushlam lamachar. Yes. In other words, you're gonna have noser problems. So by Shlomim, if you have an out. What are you going to do by a chatas? You have no out. The chatas, you bring a chatas Monday morning. What are you going to do with this pot on Tuesday? There's nothing to do with it. Omri, so they answer like this. No. Lo tzricha. No. The case is, the chimavashal b'chatas ho'idna, when you cook in the chatas pot today, You'd use the same path that day, the Book of Shlomim. That's the only choice. So what they would, can you imagine what went on in the Beit HaMikdash? They had to know this in advance. They would bring chatzis first, cook up the meat, and then bring shlamim to cook the meat again. Shlamim now have 2 days. So they would do. To get out of the nosa problem. They had to keep track of each pot. There's a lot to keep track. We're going to do zvachim. You're going to see what they used to do to keep track of things going on in the Beit HaMikdash. This is a small little detail. What about pigle? And so much going on. They had to be so on the ball. Can you imagine having to keep track of every pot? Because it shouldn't be, and every grill and every spit, so there shouldn't be problems with Noser. Could you imagine what's going on? Right? Dechata delamacha ushlamim deesmal bahadiyadadika shlim zmanayu. Because a chata today and a shlam of yesterday are the same thing. Same day, say the last day. Bahadal mabashal deshlam lamachar, and then there'd be mabashal deshlam of tomorrow. Okay? Now the Gemara says like this, E hachi hagala nami loli bai. So you don't need hagala. What do you need hagala for? You never need hagala. Why do you never need hagala? Because you're constantly cooking the pot to make, so the Gemara says, kasha, you're right, that's a kasha. So the Rashba says, wait a minute, what if you didn't do all this? You forgot. Like you said, you couldn't keep track of everything and you forgot. Maybe that's why you need hagala. He leaves it for Tarachian. I thought, if that's true, then you wouldn't need hagala. Maybe you need to leave one. Only Mekil, now we said you need Hagala. So the truth is, Terabaya and Rava, they both said the same thing. Now Hagala's not good at all. You have to do Leibun. What does Rava say? He said Hagala, he meant, after you do Leibun, you wash it in cold water. Abaya said that's ridiculous. Hagala doesn't mean cold water. Abaya said you do both, Leibun and Hagala. Then the Gemara says, really, get out of the whole problem anyway. Why? Constantly using the pot to cook. So then there's never Hagala anyway. The question is, kasha, you're right, it's kasha. You're right, I don't have an answer for that. But what would you do if taka, you didn't cook the pot? Now it's sitting here. What would you do? I don't know. In other words, would hagala be enough? Would hagala be enough? I don't know. For Papa Amar, it's a different story. Ha krid, ha lo krid. You know why hagala, you know why we're more makel, like kachim? And we're allowed to do Hagala, because these pots are constantly, constantly being used. So there's really, really very little flavoring in there. The pots are the goys covered in the Midyanim. How often they use those pots? Like every normal person, once a week, whatever. So there's much bigger problems. That's why when it came to the Midyanim, Libun, you have to do Libun. When it comes to Kachim, you don't have to do Libun. Ravashi is another answer. La'olam kidabina me'ikara. Really, the answer we said before. What answer did we say before? Hetera bala or ithura bala. But hacha, hetera bala. Here, again, the noser coming out is heter. Right now it's not heter, but it was heter. Hacha, ithura bala. By the midyanim, it was trait. I with the kakashalach, but you had a kasha, he asked me, but the idna, the kapala, the ithura, kapala, the idna, the kapala, lo asili, ithura, b'ene. I'm sorry. With the kakasha left, with the kasha was the end of the kapala isura kapala. When true that the noser was kosher, the kachim is kosher. But right now, when you're cooking in a pot that has noser in it, it's usur. So the Gemara answers, you're right. That's what we said before. We rejected. Now we're going to come in. Not the low the kapala low usur isura beine. But this is not present right now. You can't see the isur. What? That's just onesh. We hold chatzishir is asur. In our Torah. That's just an onesh. You can't get an onesh. So on Pesach, you can't sit and have a little tiny cookie less than a kezayis. No. The onesh might be a kezayis. Thomas is a bad example. Trey, I love cheeseburgers. I have a little bit, tiny little piece. The answer is no. Right? You won't get punished unless you eat a kezayis. But you're not allowed to do it even if it's black. So you hear the story? The you had a carbon. They cooked the pot. They cooked up a carbon in the pot. Now 6 days later, there's no serving in that pot. Not 6 days later, 1 day later, after the time is over, there's no serving in that pot. Right? You use that pot now to cook something else. So that's called hetei rabola. Why? Because what's coming out of that pot used to be kosher. Happens to be, now it's noser, but it used to be kosher. That has a different rule than if it used to be trade. Where does this come up? It comes up on Pesach. You're kashering your oven for Pesach. What's in that oven? Everything in that oven is kosher. Happens to be there's a thing called chametz that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach. So you're kashering your oven. Are the rules different than if you're kashering the oven because of trade? It's hetei rabala. It's a big machloka. Big machlokas we've shown it. It's chametz called hetei rabala, it's rabala. What are the parameters? Right? It's a big machloka. If you want to be makel, if those holds it's hetei rabala, you can get away with kashering your kitchen a lot easier. A lot easier. Okay? I don't think anyone's makel like that. Which is why if you want to kasher your oven, it's the kasher with the leave on it. Why? Because we don't hold from this heter. We never make a long comfort Pesach. There's no cooler. No one found the cooler yet in Pesach. Right? But that's a big cooler. It's a terrible, it's a big cooler. Okay. Good? Next. Vad kama malavnan. How much leaven do you have to do? Amar of mani ad shetashir klipasan. Until you remove the klipa, the outer layer of whatever you're cooking, the outer layer has got to be burned off. Okay? Asks, of the ketzad, I'm sorry, the ketzad megailon, and what about hagala? Amar of Huna, yoraktana betok yoragadola. You throw a little pot into a bigger pot, right? What's leaven? Leaven means what's hagala? Hagala means you take a pot, fire up the water, make sure it's boiling water, and you throw things in, and it purges any itzer in there. Ask the Moshe Feinstein, how come when it comes to hagala, you're allowed to do that. And when it comes to Libun, if the burn off the top layer of the item, why don't we say the same principle we say all the time, it's kibolo kach polto. So the way it comes in is the way it goes out. Just like, so you have a grill. So that grill is fired up on that grill. When it's fired up to cook the barbecue, does it get so hot that the top layer is peeled off? No. So why would I'm kashering it have to make it so hot? We don't say that by anything else, by hagala. Right? You have a pot. You have a small little frying pan. You made trade things. So now you want to kasher. What do? Take a pot of boiling hot water, boil it up, and then throw the little pot in. Why is that enough? If I have by a leaf, that's not enough. So Moshe says, that rule, I don't know why, and that rule doesn't apply by leaf. The rule of hagala, the way it goes in, the way it got usher, is the way you got a kasher, doesn't apply by Levon, which is by Levon, the standard is so much higher. You make it so hot. Right? The question and the answer is the answer. Right? Okay. So you take Yora Gedola, Pesach, Yora Kitana, Pesach, Yora Gedola. Yora Gedola Mai. What do you mean a big pot? Right? So Tosfos says, the Minach, that when people do Hagala, after they do Hagala, they wash off the pot with cold water. So I don't know where that minute comes from. I can't figure out why it's such a minute. I don't know why it's such a minute. Chosen also asked, when you do Hagala for Pesach, right, let's say you have a coast. A coast, you don't really have to do Hagala, because that coast never came into contact with the coming. But you do Hagala anyway, you're being masked, you're doing Hagala. Does the pot have to be 60 times more the size of the other pot? They do the coast? You have a coast. They want to do Hagala on that coast. So does the pot that you're doing Hagala in have to be 60 times more the size of that coast? Did you ever see that? You never saw that. The answer is it doesn't have to be. Right? It doesn't have to be. It also explains why not. Because he says, since first of all, Stam Kli is not Ben Yomo anyway, and he has a he says the reason is because it's not Bar Not. It's no same Tam, Bar no same Tam. Why? Because they have a coast. Any flavoring in that coast That's not mamashal. That's not iser. It's in the walls absorb. That's the same thing as traits? No, it's one step removed. Right? One step removed. So what's going to happen? The iser in the pot is going to leave the pot, go into the water, and then that's going to go into the walls of the big pot. You know how far removed that is? You only need 60 for that. You hear what's going on? The whole thing is very weak. Because it's not meat. It's not trade meat. What is it? The wall, the trade inside the walls. That's more than a day old. That's going to go from the walls of the pot into the water, from the water into the walls of the big pot. You know how far-fetched that is? Says Tosfos, you only need 60 times more for that. Just good enough, it's bigger. That's all. Which is why everyone relies on. Nobody sits down there face out measuring how big the coat is and how big. No one does that. Because you don't have to. On a coat? You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. You only have to do it on things that came in contact with trace or chametz food. You know, sitting
and
hot food, right. So I have people in Machmir. So can I tell you that my coat doesn't have crumbs in it? It has crumbs in it. Because I have on the Shabbat table with the challah, it gets crumbs in it. I just have to wash that off. So people are. There are worse homers that come up on Pesach. This is not such a terrible thing. You kashering things, you throw the coat in anyway. It's different, right? But ain't a chenan. The ikur mikur adin, probably don't have to do it. Right. I don't want to pasken on what I say here over here, but this is not a halachish here, but that's generally the rule. I'm going to have to finish. Okay. So Amar Huna, Yogtan, Yotach, Yogadola. Yogadola, Mai. Tashma. Tahuta, Dudoy, Dahavi, Bar Rav Ukva. There was a pot by Rav Ukva. Ahadale gedanfa delisha apume. He put dough on the rim of the pot. And umulye maya va'arische. He burned up the water. In other words, he's trying to kosher a large pot. It's the largest pot he had. He can't put this pot into any other pot. There's no way to do it. So he wants to kosher the pot itself. How's he doing that? Dough on the rim of the pot, boil up water in the pot, and the water is going to overflow on the rim. It's going to go through the dough. I'm not sure why this dough here. Rashi says, I'm not sure why. Somehow it facilitates the water going onto the rim and cleaning off the rim. Okay? Amarava, man chakul in the mevet ki hamilsa. Who's such a brilliant guy who thought of such a brilliant idea? Ilav Rav Akavya. It must be Rav Akavya. The guy of Rabahu. The Chsavar, Kibolo Kach Polto. The way it goes out is the way it comes in. Ma Bolo Bini Totos, A Polto Bini Totos. Just like the top of the pot. How does the top of this pot get trade? Maybe things splashed from another pot. So I'm doing the same splashing to get it kosher. Now, Hatakin Safa Bihi Tahora. A knife you can clean a tar. Amar Ukva Barchama. Vinoita Safa Ambekarka. You stick it 10 times in the ground. Let's say you clean a knife. Whole machlokas, first of all, the machlokas if it's actually 10 times. Or just 10, go 100 times. You mean 10 times? Some say it doesn't mean 10, it means 3 or more than 1. Some say no, it means bedafka 10. Amir Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, Ubekarka Sheino Avoda, that's to be in ground that hasn't been worked on, because if it's been worked on, there's problems, maybe it's very soft. Amir Rav Kana, Ubetak and Yafa, Shein Bogumos, it has to be a clean knife, doesn't have any holes in it, because if there's holes in it, we're afraid that some isser is in there and it's not going to get out, but just sticking it in the ground. Tanya Nami Hachi, Takin Yafa, Shein Bogumos, Noata Asara, Amin Bekarka, 10 times in the ground, Amir Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, Lecha Ba, Tonein. Only to use it for cold. The big discussion, if this is applicable today, if you could do this today. Someone actually called me last week and asked me about it. I said, I wouldn't do it. Don't hurry, you shouldn't do it, you should do Hagala, and this is really a busy event. But I don't know. Could be people do it. I don't want to pass it, but people do it. Now listen to this story. There's two people. Mar Yehuda, Ubati Bartuvi, who Tosfa says is an Eved. The two of them, Havi Yosmi Kameh the Shvur Malka, the sitting in front of Shvur Malka, who's not a Jew. Havi Hasila come out Esroga, they bring an Esrog to Shvur Malka, Patsak, he cuts off a piece, Achal, he eats it, Patsak, and he cuts off another piece, Bahavli Labati Bartuvi. He gives it to Bati Bartuvi to eat. Then Hadar, then dots the Asara Zinibara. He takes the knife, he sticks it in the ground 10 times. Pasai cuts off a piece, Havlil Rav Yehuda. And he gives that piece to Mar Yehuda. Why? It's only Bati Bar Tuvi. Who gav a lot by Yisrael? But you weren't caring about my kashrus. In other words, Shurma Ganoti is a guy. So what does he do? He gives the Barbuti from the tray. Then he kashrus the knife, and that gives my Yehuda from the kosher. So jumps up, Bati Bar Tuvi. What about me? What, I'm a guy? So, Bahu Garva, Lav by Yisrael, what about me? How come you didn't cash it at the night before you gave me a piece? So, Amalei, Mar Kim Li Bigava, Omar Lo Kim Li Bigava. I didn't know you're such a for me. I didn't know that. Him, I know he is. To him, I cut first. I had to cash the night. You, I didn't know. I didn't know about you. Listen to this next line. Think of the Amri. Amalei, Idkar Mayavadis Borza. You don't remember what I did last night? What you did last night? What you do last night? Says Rashi. Limbs are nashim la'achsanoim. I sent women to you last night. They should be with women. When I sent women to my Yehuda, he slammed the door in their face. When I sent women to you, you let them in. When you tell me such a frumi about knives, all of a sudden about kashrus, you're so frum about the women, you didn't say a word. Right? Okishashigur lahem balayla sha'avar kibel bati. You took the women. Rav Yehuda lo kibel. Didn't take that to many. Slam the door in their face. Right? So the Parshim say, it was a minhag, when he came to be a guest by the king, he sent women to you. So my Yehuda said, no way, I'm not interested. My Yehuda, I'll kasha the knife to him. For you, I should kasha the knife. You. No, he's not Jewish. But he knew what he's dealing with. Right? So he says, So Tosfot said, he was an Eved. He was an Eved. So there's nothing wrong with having the women. Nothing wrong with that. It's a funny way to end the Masechta. Right, we said that. Just because someone is going to be with a Zona doesn't mean he's going to let Yayin HaSech go by. He's not going to allow that. Why? Because just because you're nichshel on one thing doesn't mean you're a lowlife in everything. Doesn't mean that. Right? You see, it goes on by Sibachal Yom. Exactly. People have different hate the hearts for different things. Right? Having said that, tomorrow morning we start hurrying stuff. What?